Hi, everybody. This is Deborah Jay.
And this is Jeff Jay. And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Snap Training.
And today we're going to talk about treatment objections. So exactly what are treatment objections? Those are things that your loved one will say to you over the phone as reasons why they need to leave treatment.
You need to be prepared and to know what common treatment objections might be before they arise so that you know how to answer.
So here are a few possible examples of treatment objections. First of all, your loved one might say, I understand everything that they're telling me. I really don't need to stay here any longer. I know what to do. There is nothing more they can teach me. And what's happening here is your addicted loved one is confusing where the disease resides in the brain. They think because they cognitively understand what's being taught to them, and frankly, for the most part, alcoholics and addicts are really smart people, so they do get it, and they truly believe this. But what's important to understand is that the disease resides in the unconscious brain, the limbic system, and the cognitive knowledge in and of itself will not touch the disease. So this is just a misunderstanding, and it's a good time to say, hey, I think you should talk to your counselor and other people in treatment exactly how the disease works in the brain.
Another objection you might hear is, the people here are all worse off than I am. There's a guy here who used heroin and another one was a crack addict. Get me out of this place. Well, the truth is that addicts are always comparing amongst themselves and trying to compare out from the group. So, for example, drug addicts will look down on alcoholics, and alcoholics will look down on drug addicts, and et cetera, et cetera. It's important for you to reinforce the idea that they need to compare into treatment rather than comparing out, and to look for similarities instead of differences. Encourage them to take it one day at a time and reinforce the idea that you're proud that they're putting so much effort into something that is so difficult.
Another treatment objection is, I've got important business to deal with right now. I can't wait. I've got to leave. Or it might come in the form of, it's not right to be around away from my kids this long. They need me. I've got to come home and take care of them. Both of these are designed to create an emergency in the minds of family members. It seems reasonable, right? I've got to attend to my job or I've got to attend to my children. However, the addiction never stopped because they had to attend to the children or the job. So it's very important for them to hear from you, hey, you know what? The most important thing today is your recovery, and that's the best gift you can give your children. They're so supportive of you. Or, you know what? In order to keep your job, recovery needs to come first. So let's just take it one day at a time.
Another thing you may hear is something along the lines of, the staff here doesn't know what they're doing. I'm not being seen enough by my counselor. And my counselor, by the way, is incompetent. There will always be lots of complaints about the treatment center as though they were now the chief psychiatrist. You've got to gently encourage them to stay on track and to bring their concerns to their counselor or to their group therapy session. You don't have to solve this problem for them immediately. And above all, you don't want to cave into the idea that you need to come and get them. So encourage them to take it easy, take it one day at a time, and to keep giving their best.
And it's important for the family to understand, when alcoholics and addicts get into treatment, very quickly, they think they're the experts, that they know more than the treatment staff. So this is really common. So sending them back to the treatment staff, sending them back to their group is really key. And remember, if you think your loved one has a legitimate concern, there is a system in place in every treatment center where they can bring grievances or problems and have them worked through and resolved in cooperation with the staff. So for today, that's all.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.